All right, so let's talk about Colorado and the Great Fix. Okay, that seems to be the big story. Well, there's a couple big stories. See, sometimes I don't hit all the big stories that that the other talk show hosts hit. You know, a lot of the talk show hosts were talking about the Boston Globe fake story. They're talking about the fake headline. They did a fake newspaper. If you didn't hear, I got to imagine you heard. So they did a fake newspaper. So they did a front. I mean, it was their newspaper, but they did a front. Okay, so they did a front where it talked about what the first year of a Donald Trump's presidency would be. And the headline says, deportations to begin. Like, that's a bad thing. I guess there's a lot of illegals that live in Boston. I didn't know that. Guess there's a lot of illegals that live in Boston. Because that's the headline. Like, people picked up the Boston Globe and they went, oh, my God. And a President Trump, his first deportation. Oh, my God. And then they were appalled. Deportations. Now, I mean, like I said, people have already dissected this. It's one of those things that I didn't do. We might get to it at the end of the week. There's craziness in the piece because it talks about dishwashing jobs. I kid you not. I kid you not. Seriously, I kid you not. It's a mock story that talks about dishwashing jobs and agriculture and people not having workers to pick fruit and wash dishes. And I mean, listen, if you really want to be technical, you're talking about a really over the top racist. I mean, to say again this stereotype that the only jobs illegals have are that of picking fruit and washing dishes is pretty effed up. Okay, it's pretty effed up. Come down here to California. Come out here to Southern Cal. Come out here to San Francisco. Come out here to San Diego. All right? Go into your convenience stores. Go into your fast food restaurants. Go into your gas stations. Go to the places. Go to the places that make this state tick. Go to the places, go to the supermarkets, and you'll see illegals as far as an eye can see. They're not picking fruit. They're not washing dishes. Okay? They're taking your order. They're bagging your groceries. They're stocking the shelves. But anyways, okay? Maybe we'll get to that at the end of the week. I don't know. Like I said, sometimes I don't like to talk about stuff that everybody else is already talking about. It's like certain things happen, and I know everybody's going to talk. It's like, I know Levin's going to talk about it. Prager's going to talk about it. Hewitt's going to talk about it. Limbaugh's going to talk. They're all going to talk about it. Larry Elder's going to talk about it. the world's worst talk show host in the history of mankind. Well, maybe tied. And that's Glenn Beck and Michael Medved. They're going to talk. Everybody's going to talk about it. Now, I know everybody's talking about Colorado. I know everybody's talking about, but I want to talk. I want to take another approach to the conversation. Now, you know, in Colorado, and it's funny because if you listen to Ted Cruz, if you listen to Lion Ted, L-Y-I-N apostrophe, okay? If you listen to Ted Cruz, he acts as if people voted. That's the great thing about Ted, okay? That's the great thing about Lion Ted. And no one calls him out on it. Everybody wants to call Trump out on any inaccuracy or exaggeration. Trump says thousands. There's 10 people there to say it's not thousands, it's hundreds. The thing about New Yorkers, I'm a New Yorker, we exaggerate. That's what we do. We exaggerate. We exaggerate, but I don't know what to tell you on that. If I got 5, it's really 10. If I got 10, it's really 30. If I got 30, it's really 100. If I got 100, it's 1,000. We exaggerate. How many people are there? Oh, thousands. Well, there was 900. 900, a thousands. What? There's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. How many? I got a handful. You got 2. Well, that's a handful. Okay, what do you want from me? It's in my hand. It's my hand's full with the 2. Yeah, but a handful to me. Well, a handful to you is different than a handful to me, okay? Leave me alone. Ted Cruz just... Ted Cruz's lies, they're different than... They're not exaggerations. They're just like straight up lies. You kind of follow me? You know, when Trump says we're losing thousands of jobs, you could actually get somebody to say, well, when he says thousands, you have, 975 people who lost their job here. You have 372 people lost their job there. You got 200 people lost their job there. That is, 1,400. Don't know if it's 1,000. You're in the ballpark. Like I said, Trump exaggerates. Lion Ted really does just lie. He just lies in a lawyerly way. He lies in a lawyerly way. No different than when you listen to Obama, or you listen to Hillary, or you listen to Bill. They're all lawyers. A lawyer knows how to say something that is a lie, but it's hid, or it's shielded from saying that is a lie. They know how to either put in a word or leave out a word. So Ted Cruz has this knack now for including people have spoken, voters have voted when it pertains to 25 people that are party officials sitting in a room smoking cigars, drinking cheap brandy, and discussing new anti-gay laws. You know what I'm saying? And so you had Colorado, okay? You had Colorado issue something like 30-plus delegates. Now, as we, okay, as we, just the little folk, and I love listening to people like Tim Miller or Rick Wilson or these other Republican Party poobahs tell people like me that we're stupid. And if we would have read, articles about primaries and how the delegate process works, and we would understand that things aren't rigged, things aren't fixed. Instead, we've ignored the rules, and we're just stupid. That's what we're told. We're stupid. We're stupid people. We're dumb. We're stupid, dumb people. Okay? We're stupid, dumb people. That's what we're told. Stupid to think primaries and caucuses are about people voting. And again, because of Trump, also because of social media, because of where we are with technology, things have been more open. People are knowing the process a lot more than they did back in 2012. A lot has changed from 2012 to 2016. And multiply that by 100 with what has changed from 08 to 2016. You know, we never really knew all of these little teeny tiny intricacies of primaries and caucuses and conventions. And, you know, the laymen, they know you go to a dirty, dingy garage. You go into a booth that's next to a cat litter box and some turpentine. You pull a lever, you walk out, some old lady gives you a sticker that says, I voted, and you leave. That's it. Done. What's been going on in this election cycle, nobody ever knew. Nobody ever knew all of these things. A, there hasn't been a candidate since 08 that's energized anybody. And back in 08, the technology as far as Twitter and Facebook and just the internet as a whole wasn't what it is today. You know, back in 08, it was still, you know, a smartphone back in 08, you know, 7-8 years ago, a smartphone then wasn't as widely bought, accepted, all of the things that put smartphones in the hands of average folk was not what it was now versus then. So the Colorado primary got squashed. Okay, Colorado was supposed to have a primary. They were supposed to have a caucus. They were supposed to have something where people actually voted. And in August, they scrapped it. They killed it. They changed the rules. They did this because of Trump. That's a fact. They won't say this. You won't hear Republican officials say this, but they did it. They changed the primary. They changed the caucus to a convention-style process specifically to stop Donald Trump. What they did was took the votes or took the process out of the hands of the people of Colorado. Remember, Colorado already kind of got effed over, okay? Remember, the whole weed thing, the whole weed, yes, the people of Colorado voted for it, but the powers that be, they didn't want that. And that was their lesson. It's kind of like California. The bastion of liberalism, right? Free love, you know, you name it. California, it's Sodom and Gomorrah out here. Well, guess what? Many, many years ago, on the ballot for the people of California to vote on was gay marriage. And guess what? The people of California said, no, gays, no, they can't marry. People just lost their minds. I mean, literally, people went, what? People went, you're joking, right? I mean, the whole gay marriage battle stemmed from California. So you have a situation in Colorado where it went to the ballot, and before you knew it, Colorado is recreational marijuana. And the powers that be, the head muckety mucks, are like, oh, this is bad. This was real bad. This turned out bad. So from that point forward, they weren't going to ever let that type of thing happen again. So as the Trump phenomenon started rolling, okay, and Colorado did their own internal polling. You're not going to hear that, but trust me, they did. They did their own internal polling. They put some feelers out there, and they went, you know what? Forget this. No. Forget this. Well, why take a chance? Why take a chance for Colorado? First off, why spend the money? Why? We don't want to spend the money. It costs money. You got to do the voting. Forget that. Let's just save the money. Secondly, why take a chance and have these wacky Colorados, these Coloradoans, vote on Trump? Yeah, it was fun and games before, but now it looks like the guy is possibly going to be the president. I say, not gonna do it. So Colorado switched to a convention style process with their delegates, where everybody would just get into a room, and the establishment would basically decide who those delegates are going to go to. The people of Colorado did not vote. The thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people did not vote. Now, you could say Trump and his people knew the rules were changed, and it's their fault they were not prepared. Okay, but that doesn't change. It doesn't change the fact that the process is rigged. It doesn't change the fact the process is fixed. It doesn't change the fact that the system is set up by the establishment to guarantee that the winner will be somebody that they approve of, not who the people approve of and who the people want. It doesn't change that. Fine. Trump is a dummy. Trump is a moron. That's what you hear from the never Trump people. Oh, for being a great businessman, he wasn't good enough to get his people in Colorado to get the delegates. Ha 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 ha. He's not a good businessman. He's stupid. That doesn't change the argument that the system is rigged. Doesn't change the argument. You could say that all you want, and that's not what this is about. When Trump says the system's fixed, the fix is in, the jig is in, it's rigged. You, the people, are not voting. It's being chosen in the back room. It's being chosen by the establishment. The establishment is saying this is who we want. It's Ted Cruz. And when you hear Ted Cruz supporters and you hear people say, hey, Ted Cruz is doing what the rules say. He's playing by the rules. He knows what has to be done. He knows how the game is played. He's doing what he has to do. He knows how the ground game works. He knows how the system works. And I sit there and I go, gee, isn't it funny? He's supposed to be an outsider. He's supposed to be somebody that is not part of the Washington cartel. And yet, he knows how the system works. He knows how to play the system. He knows every intricate piece of that puzzle. Doesn't really make him an outsider. Donald Trump's the real outsider. If him and his people had no idea how the rigged system works, I would say that makes him a legitimate outsider. Ted Cruz is not an outsider if he knows how to play the system. You don't know how to play the system unless you're part of the system. And when you hear Ted Cruz say, and this is the Lion Ted for all you Cruz bots, when you hear Lion Ted say at a rally out here in California, which is even funnier, when he says, Donald is now whining. It's funny, guys. So he tells me, he goes, it's funny. Donald cries when he loses, when the people have spoken and they reject him. He cries and he whines. He doesn't like democracy. Again, an over-the-top lie in the sense that he tries to make these people in the crowd think that Colorado had a process where hundreds of thousands of people came to the polls, just like they will do in California. Remember, he's talking to a California crowd, and this California crowd participates in a primary. And as Ted Cruz is telling them, hey, in Colorado, the people spoke and they rejected Donald. And now he's crying and whining and saying it's not fair, saying it's rigged. He doesn't like democracy. And the people chuckle. Ha, 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 ha. They don't know. They have no idea what the process in Colorado is. They think it's like California. So in turn, they're sitting there going, gee, That's weird. Donald Trump is upset because all the people went to the polls and they voted for Ted. Wow, that's kind of messed up. He really doesn't like democracy. And that's not the case. That's not the case. The people of Colorado didn't vote. They absolutely did not vote. You really had a stuffy, smelly, God knows what that back room smelled like. Combination of weed, combination of old $2 cigars, tuna, old rotting cheese from under, mixed with a little cheap brandy, maybe some Ripple. And they all went, we're voting for Ted Cruz. That's what we're doing. We're all going for Ted Cruz. Ballots were all messed up. But again, it's not about the organization. Because we could sit here and say, hey, Trump the outsider got out-organized by Cruz the insider. I'm with you 100%. And that's why you saw Trump go out and hire Paul Manafort. I mean, this guy is like a Lee Atwater disciple. Seriously, this Manafort guy, he's like from the Lee Atwater era. This guy's part of the old 70s and 80s crew. As they would say, Nixonian tactics. So Trump went out and got Manafort, 100%. Had to get somebody that knows the process, 100%. Trump was disorganized, discombobulated, had no idea what was going on in Colorado, 100%. Why? Because he's not an insider. Ted Cruz is an insider. Trump is an outsider. Ted Cruz is an insider. He's always been an insider. All you people, all you Cruz bots that sit there go, Ted Cruz, he's an outsider. He's against the Washington cartel. No, he's not. Okay, when your wife works at Goldman Sachs and you met your wife working on the George Bush campaign, you morons, he's not an outsider. Do you understand that? When you followed the same path as President Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama, you're not an outsider. When you went to Princeton and you went to Harvard and you worked on the Harvard Law Review, you're not an outsider. Okay? You stupid mother effers. You ignorant, stupid mother effers, do you understand? So, yes, Ted Cruz, the insider, outmaneuvered, outplayed, outdid everything to get the delegates in Colorado. The insider outmaneuvered the outsider. But with all of that said, I repeat, it does not affect the statement that the process in Colorado was rigged and it was fixed. When they go from a primary process where thousands of people in Colorado have a chance to vote, to a closed convention process where a handful of people sit in a room and decide by the Republican establishment who's going to get the delegates, it's a fixed, rigged process. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. One has nothing to do with the other. Because you could sit here and say, Trump is disorganized, Trump is not an insider. That's the disadvantage of being an outsider. That's the advantage of Cruz being an insider. I'm with you 100%. 100%. But again, it doesn't change the fact that the process is rigged. And it's fixed. Doesn't change that. Absolutely one iota. And the other thing that I found pretty interesting, okay, this is what I found pretty interesting. When Paul Manafort, I like the guy, I like his coiffed hair, it's good. Hopefully when I get that old, I look hip and cool like that with the cool coiffed hair, the tan, the whole thing, good skin. He's on there with Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd, and they're talking about the delegate process, and Manafort says to Chuck Todd, Ted Cruz is using Gestapo tactics. And Chuck Todd, his face. Oh, Gestapo tactics? Manafort goes, yeah, he's using Gestapo tactics. Chuck Todd goes, do you know what you're saying? Do you know what you're saying? Gestapo tactics? So that was the headline. That was the buzzword. That was the buzzword that Trump's, I guess, underboss. Because you got Corey Lewandowski and you got Paul Manafort. You got two underbosses now. You got like two campaign managers. I think Manafort is now the campaign manager. But that's all right. It's all right. Corey Lewandowski got Donald to this place, and now Manafort will take him over the finish line. Now, the headline was, Paul Manafort says Ted Cruz using Gestapo tactics. That was the headline. Politico, Washington Post, New York Times, Huffington Post. Chuck Todd was shocked. Chris Matthews was shocked. People were shocked that Paul Manafort would use the word Gestapo. People said, Gestapo, Gestapo, Nazi Germany. The Nazis used the Gestapo. That's what they used to round up Jews. I mean, this was huge. I watched Wolf Blitzer grill Katrina Pearson, the Trump spokesman, about Paul Manafort using the word Gestapo tactics. And he kept saying to Katrina, Katrina, do you understand what the Gestapo did? She's like, yes, I do, Wolf. But do you understand that they were responsible for killing millions and millions of Jews? Yes, yeah, okay, Wolf, yes. Do you understand how to many that was offensive? Yes, Wolf. Do you under? Yes, Wolf. She understands. We all understand, Wolf. We all understand, Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. We all understand, Washington Post, Politico, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed. We all understand. But here's my question. Here's my question. Why is it that Paul Manafort using the word Gestapo tactics in reference to Ted Cruz's team getting delegates is something that is controversial, something that is edgy, something that people are shocked that was said. But yet, for about a month, CNN, Washington Post, MSNBC, Fox News, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Had no problem having pundits, having commentators, having various people come on their programs and compare Donald Trump to Hitler. They had no problem comparing Donald Trump to Mussolini. They had no problem comparing Donald Trump to fascists. And nobody was outraged by that. For about 3 weeks, CNN, MSNBC, every single one of these news programs had people on their program. Rather, it was Van Jones or Donna Brazile. Axel, it didn't matter. Didn't matter. The list is so long. And the people that are on the list is so numerous of individuals comparing Trump to Hitler. How many New York papers or how many issues of different New York papers compared Trump to Hitler? How many issues? Okay. Of articles, of newspapers, of articles, of internet stories. How many of these articles, how many of these, how many had Trump and Hitler in the same piece? How many? Can you tell me? Okay, I'm going to listen. Put the Jeopardy clock on. A lot. Okay? A lot. Believe me, a lot. And no one had a problem with that. But Paul Manfred says Gestapo tactics. And I literally heard Chuck Todd, Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd, talking on his show with someone else, another activist. They're not reporters, they're activists. Say that everybody in the newsroom, their mouths dropped open. They were shocked. Are you kidding me? Really? That was shocking? Well, if you guys are shocked because Paul Manfred used the word Gestapo, what were you guys... Like, what was happening when you were doing programs and people said Trump, Hitler? Did your bowels just fall out? Was it possible to be on set without vomiting because the smell of feces was so strong in the air because everyone crapped themselves? When someone went, you know, I think the things that Donald Trump are doing are very much like Hitler. People just crap themselves. I mean, if people were shocked because Paul Manfred said Gestapo, people just must have lost it. But no one did. No one did. And just like no one lost it when Hillary Clinton and Mayor Blasio are talking about being on CP time. They're talking about being C, and you're like, CP time? You mean, no, not colored people time. No. No. No, we're not the... And the media just laughed it off. Ooh, that's funny. If Donald Trump made a joke about CP time, oh my God, there'd be breaking news. There'd be breaking news. Donald Trump uses the word colored people time. Calls for him to get out of the race. Calls for him to get out of the race. Get out of the race now. You use the word colored people. You made a joke. Get out of the race. Get out of the race. Just like Paul Manfred saying Gestapo. Oh my God, he said Gestapo. Oh my God. And you got the New York Post that has a picture of Trump looking like Hitler. What is it, the Post? The Daily News? Whichever newspaper Mortimer Zuckerberg Mortimer. Whatever newspaper Mortimer owns, whatever Mortimer owns, has Trump on the cover looking like Hitler. There wasn't an outrage over that, but Paul Manafort, a lot of outrage on Paul Manafort and Gestapo tactics. Ay, ay, ay. Amazing. So, the Colorado fix. That's what we're calling it. The Colorado fix. And that's all it means. Trump was disorganized. Trump didn't have a clue, but that's what happens when you're an outsider. You lose to an insider. Plain and simple. And still, at the end of the day, it doesn't change the fact that the people did not vote. When Ted Cruz says the people voted, that's a lie. That is a L-Y-I-N apostrophe Ted lie. Okay? That's what that is. Lying Ted is lying. The people did not vote.